Cette semaine, du 14 au 18 novembre, c'était la première fois qu'Halifax célèbre la semaine de lutte contre le racisme dans le domaine du sport et des loisirs. Nous avons rencontré Nick Lenehan, le responsable de la participation à Sport Nova Scotia. Cette organisation non gouvernementale et de non-profit fait partie des partenaires ayant créé cette semaine anti-racisme. Parmi les partenaires, on retrouve également l'Institut canadien du sport, Recreation Nova Scotia, la communauté Mi'kmaq, Recreation Facility Association of Nova Scotia, et enfin, cet événement a été financé par le gouvernement de la province. Nick nous a raconté pourquoi cette semaine a été créée.
It came out of a few incidents in sport over the past year, in Nova Scotia and in the Maritimes in this region, that kind of brought racism to the forefront. And then this initiative was really sort of spearheaded by the provincial government, and kind of between the provincial government and the partners, they kind of all have come together to kind of to work together on building a platform to highlight what racism is going on, but also to give people a bit of a roadmap on how to deal with it, how to combat it, how to push back against it.
Nous lui avons ensuite demandé si le racisme était commun dans le milieu du sport.
I think it's more common than we want to talk about. I think the big things that make headlines, you know, somebody yelling out obscenities or bullying, harassment, those things we hear about, and we don't hear about them that often. But I think what's more common is the stereotypes and the prejudices that we kind of people don't talk about, or they look the other way, or it doesn't seem big enough, so it doesn't make a headline. That type of stuff is pretty common, I think, not just in sport, but everywhere still.
À Halifax, un événement en particulier a déclenché la création de cette semaine. Cette année, un jeune adolescent de couleur, Mark Connors, a subi des insultes alors qu'il jouait avec son équipe à un tournoi de hockey. Mardi 15 novembre, il y avait donc une rencontre avec lui pour le laisser s'exprimer et parler de son ressenti.
What they call, I guess, chirping in hockey, where you try to instigate and poke at other people by yelling things at them. This time it turned pretty racial. It got pretty bad. It was coming a lot from the stands, which is also an issue because there's only so much a referee can do. They can control what's on the ice, but it's hard to control what's in the stands. And then unfortunately, it transferred over into in the hotel itself afterward.
Il est en plus important d'ajouter que ce n'était pas la première fois que l'adolescent subissait des insultes racistes.
And I guess the worst part for Mark is it wasn't the first time it had happened. It had happened to him a few years earlier as well, in a different scenario where he's a black guy in a what some people would call a white man's sport, and that's kind of a direct quote from him that somebody yelled at him. And in particular, he's a goaltender. So it's already kind of an isolating position to be on the ice.
Plein d'autres activités sont organisées. Il est possible de retrouver le programme sur le site showuptospeakup.ca. Des forums itinérants auront lieu dans différentes villes de la province pour promouvoir la charte contre le racisme du sport et des loisirs de la Nouvelle-Écosse. Nous lui avons demandé également si la communauté francophone subissait des discriminations dans le milieu du sport.
I don't have any sort of statistics from Nova Scotia specifically to be able to say that yes, there is, but I can say for any group that isn't the majority group, there's discrimination. It may not be overt. It may not be like really strong. It may not be, you know, those top headline things, but anytime you feel like, you know, you can't be yourself in a space, or there are extra barriers to participate because whether it be language or culture, and I think that is discrimination.
Justement, Nick a conclu son entrevue en rappelant que les différents modules sur le site internet ont été traduits en français et sont donc accessibles également à la communauté francophone.
So, sometimes it's things as simple as if you're working with a group or in a community that the language is not English, is doing your best to translate things. I mean it's probably the most obvious, and that's sort of one of the reasons why, you know, for this week, the e-modules are both in English and in French. We recognize Nova Scotia is mostly English speaking, but That was important. And there are going to be a few other kind of activities where, as we move forward, if the ability to translate something exists, we're going to try and do it.
Vous pourrez donc retrouver toutes les ressources nécessaires sur leur site showuptospeakup.ca qui restera ouvert tout au long de l'année. C'était Adèle de Week98 pour IJL Halifax.
So this was all from provincial government. So this was an initiative from the Minister for Culture, Communities, Cultural Tourism and Heritage, and that department of the government. And they're the ones that have been funding this. Outside of this week, each of the partners kind of has their own funds that they set aside for equity, diversity, inclusion, and initiatives, but this particular week was funded by the provincial. No, I just think, you know, we've been working on this week for a while, and it's exciting that it's happening. And the goal is, as a, for the group that's been working together on it, it's that we're not at the beginning anymore, that we accept like racism exists. It's been around for a long time, and we're no longer starting the conversation that was started a long time ago. We're saying we're moving the ball forward. It's now we have to start doing things about it, because talking and only talking isn't going to fix anything.